So today we're up to Sif Chav Ches, Mafis Morsa. It's talking about opening a blister, a boil. And the halacha says that if you're going to open it in a way that you're trying to provide medical attention to the wound, the way a doctor would, the way a surgeon would, that's in a malacha. The Shulchan Aruch calls it makbe patish. If you're just trying to relieve the pain by letting out the pressure of the lecha inside, the liquids inside, that's mutter. The blister is probably the easiest thing to think about. Sometimes blisters are very painful when they have a lot of liquid, and just relieving the liquid relieves a lot of the pain. So even though you're making some type of opening on the body to let the liquid from the blister come out, so maybe it's similar to the melacha deraisa, it's mutter b'malkam sar, and the official reason normally given, it's sifkat and tzaddik in the Mishnah Berurah, is because malach shein tzrich legufa is mutter b'malkam sar. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Mishnah and points out that even the Rambam, who paskins that malach shein tzrich legufa is chayv, he's going to agree over here that when somebody gives medical attention to a person, but he does it like a layman would, not the way a doctor or a surgeon would, so then it's not going to become a malach deraisa, it's not going to be makabe patish. I'm bridging the discussion, but that is the halacha. The halacha is that to relieve the pain of a blister, one is allowed to make a little hole in the blister to let out the liquid. As far as the blood comes out, the halacha by the blisters is that if blood would come out, so then it's coming out along with the liquid, that's okay, but you're not supposed to go out of your way to make it that blood should come out. That's the way it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion. That's Sifkat in a Tzaddik, and also Shaar Tzion Samaches, amongst some other Shaar Tzions as well. But that's what comes out. So you can't force yourself to bleed. Let's say you have pressure in your gums, for example. You can't make yourself bleed. That's not allowed, just to cause blood to come out. However, if it's part and parcel of the removing of the tzar, that would be mutter. Another famous example would be taking out a splinter. So here also, Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, that you should not make a hole in the body that will take out blood if that has nothing to do with taking out the splinter. However, if removing the splinter ends up also automatically making blood come out, if that's what happens, then it's okay. Then it's mutter, because it's mutter to take out the splinter when there is tzar. But again, making blood come out is only going to be mutter if by default it comes out when you take out the splinter, not that you're allowed to make a hole in your body and have blood come out for whatever reason, because that is how you want to approach taking out the splinter. It's also very common with like flossing. Like we said, we can't make ourselves bleed, therefore we can't floss, rub against our gums in a way that's going to make us bleed. If we know it's going to make us bleed, it's a problem. Same thing goes here. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about scratching, like a scratch, maybe like a mosquito bite or something. Some people, they know if they scratch a mosquito bite, they're going to bleed. That's also a problem. It's also all here in Sifkatan Tzaddik in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Chavtes is talking about an example that's not going to be common, but it's possible to glean from here something. I say it's possible, but not certain, so it is a machlekes. But it's talking about if you have a wound, they used to use wine and vinegars to help create the blood clotting, whatever it is, to keep the blood from coming out. We don't use wine and vinegars anymore. Now we use other medicines, alcohol, antibiotics, or we also apply pressure, right? It's very important to keep in mind that applying pressure to a wound is what stops the blood flow. Now, wine was considered something that helped stop it, but didn't necessarily give a healing powers, and the vinegar had healing powers. Okay, and there are a few more details. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the wine's mutter, because it doesn't have healing powers, only stops the dam, and the vinegar is usher. So some people, remember seeing the Shmishab's Kachasim makes this discussion, they point out that the wine, since it's only stopping, it's working to prevent an issue, but it's not actually fixing an issue, therefore it's mutter. Therefore, some people point out that preventative measures is not considered refuah, and that is mutter. Okay, like I said, it's not muskim, not everyone agrees, but some people point down Sif Chaf Tes. Everyone does agree, however, that if a person will become a Choy L'Shem Bo Sakana, bedridden, then preventative measures are mutter, because just like a bedridden person, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins can take medicine, so to someone who's preventing to become bedridden can also take medicine. Okay, next talk is about fingernails. There's a discussion in based on the Gemara that if a nail is cracked and falling off and it's in pain, technically you should be able to remove it because machshein sichaguf makom sar is mutter, like we said earlier. In today's shir, in today's daf. But the reason why we cannot rely on it is because the machlekes, which direction exactly does the nail look like? Is it broken off in a way that it's hanging from the edge, or is it broken off in a way that it's hanging from the middle? In other words, which direction does the nail bend? And because of this machlekes, Shulchan Aruch says you have to machmer for both opinions. So therefore, halacha ma'aseh, it's important to keep in mind if a nail does crack on Shabbos, be very careful not to pull it off. A cracked nail, same goes for cuticles. That's all here in Sif Lamed Aleph. Remember seeing in the Aruch HaShulchan, I was looking this up, why wouldn't it be mutter, makom sar? What's the difference which direction it's in? So if I remember correctly, he writes, since you could wrap it, let's say like a band-aid, you could put something around it, you can remove the tsar without having to take it off. So since there's a way to stop the tsar without taking off the nail, so then it's not mutter to remove the nail. As opposed to the splinter or popping of the blister, the only way to remove the tsar was to either open the blister or remove the splinter, and therefore there we are going to be makel. And here by the nails we're going to be machmer because we don't know exactly the right direction of the cracked nail in order to be makel. The two opinions actually about which direction the cracked nail is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam argue what the nail looks like, that's mutter, and therefore we're machmer for both shitas. Sifkat and Kuf Bez, in the next halach, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that taking medicine for Chol Hashem Bo Sakana is preferable to do it shinui. If you can't do it shinui, then it's mutter without a shinui, but it is preferable to administer the refuah process with a shinui by a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. Okay, the next halach, we do also learn an interesting prat. It's in Sif Katun Kuf Ches. We learned that when we're talking about pain before, and therefore we allow certain kulas, it has to be a physical pain. A person's in pain. But let's say it's a pain of starvation, meaning obviously not a person who's dying or anything like that, but just hunger pains. That does not get included in the heter of sar. The special heter known as machshein sirich leguf makom sar is only when the person is in physical pain. The splinter is causing a physical pain. The blister is causing a physical pain. What was the other example we had? We were discussing the nail. We pointed out the nail. You can't rely on it. But anyways, that's be physical pain. A hunger pain is not enough of a heter in order to allow Malach Hashem Tzrich HaLagufa. So the example there in Sif Lamed Gimel was we don't allow a person to do an abnormal way of milking an animal, milking a cow, in order to relieve his hunger pains. Only to relieve the tsar if he has physical pain, like some type of heart pain. That is when we allow the abnormal type of milking of the cow. The Flamadal says a woman is not allowed to express her milk into a cup in order to feed that to her baby. It is mutter for the baby to nurse directly, but a woman is not allowed to express her milk into a cup. It's also the Isser of Mefarik. Then the next halacha, Laman Hei, continues and says a mother is allowed to express her milk into the mouth of the baby in order to get the baby to nurse. That's okay. It's specifically to express it into a cup or a bottle. That's a problem. The Ramah makes mention of a weird thing, Ruach Ra. We don't understand these things. If you want to call a demon a spirit, apparently there was a belief that if you express milk on someone that got possessed, then that would be helpful. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because that person's not in Sakana. The Mishnah Berurah also adds the person doesn't have a tsar, and again, physical tsar, because if they did have a physical tsar, then it would be mutter, b'makom lo chashen tzricha legufa. Taking some sort of medicines for the teeth, for the gums, it's a problem of fua, but if it's taking some sort of medicine to help bad breath, that's not a problem, that's mutter, that's siflam evov. Okay, siflam ezayin is very important. Siman, sif, siflam ezayin basically teaches us a lot of the klalim, which is that healthy foods is not a problem of fua, because if people eat it even when they're not sick, it's not an issue, it's a non-issue. It's specifically foods or items that are taken, administered specifically for medical purposes, that's when we have a problem. But the problem is only somebody who's in the status of mechashbama, just aches and pains, like we mentioned, someone who's bedridden, very sick, they have no problem taking medicine. That is the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah here says that you don't even have to do it b'shinui, even though earlier he brought the Chai Adam and he had a discussion that it's better to administer b'shinui. Here he's talking just about taking medicine, just consuming medicine. Earlier he was talking about administering some type of refuah. He was talking about different oils or different other sorts of refuahs that people were using. And that's where he mentioned the concept of doing it b'shinui. But over here, we're just talking about consuming pills or medicines that the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Kuf Chaf Aleph says it's okay because you're not doing anything wrong. It's just a gzera that you might make medicine that you do not have to do b'shinui if you're a chayla shem b'sakana. Again, if you're a mechash ba'alma, it's asr to take medicine. If you're a chayla shem b'sakana, it's mutter. Someone who's totally healthy, we mentioned before that preventative is okay, according to some people. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Kuf Chaf, he says for sure that if you're a healthy person, is going to take something to feel better, to be stronger, give him certain medical advantage, that is a problem, that is asr. If it's obvious to everyone that it's considered refuah, that would be asr. It could be that this is worse than preventative because you're actually doing something to make yourself stronger. Preventative is just avoiding a problem in the future. That was the machlokes that I mentioned. So the machmirim come from this Mishnah Berurah of Chaf that sounds like for a healthy person to do anything for refuah purposes is also asr, just like a person who has aches and pains is asr. Just to repeat for the halacha, siflam ezayin, for sure somebody who is not functioning properly, is bedridden, he can't go through his process of his day, is allowed to take medicines, he's allowed to take Tylenol or any other type of stronger pills, it's all mutter. He does not need to do a b'shinui. Somebody who is healthy and wants to take these medicines in order to avoid a possible migraine he feels is coming on, if there's such a thing as possible, I don't know, maybe he didn't sleep a lot, so he knows he's going to get a migraine, he knows his patterns, that's for sure mutter. If it's just a regular headache that he's trying to avoid, that is a machlekes. Some people are mekel, some people are machmer. Probably we should go by case-by-case basis to decide the need. So instead of paskining what is a machlekes apaiskin based on the Mishnah Berurah here and based on the Mishnah Berurah earlier about taking medicine to avoid a possible issue in the future.